Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Kenneth Diaz, owner of Finding My Niche. This is my first episode, and so I'm super excited. Just want to kind of shed some thoughts about just what's kind of going through my head on how I feel that it could possibly help somebody out there that possibly could just is going through the same kind of situations that I'm going through. The topic for today is self-confidence. And the topic that I kind of want to go into is for the sole fact of you got to have that self-confidence, because there's so many doubters, so many people that kind of have doubts and disbeliefs about what your actual vision is, about you finding your niche. You know, everybody wants to do what they want to do. Everybody wants to, you know, have a job, have a career, have, you know, something that is entirely theirs, that is their passion. However, there are a lot of people out there, there is way too many of these kind of people that have that disbelief and don't necessarily, you know, give you the credit or the inspiration or the motivation that you actually need. And those are the people that are actually closest to you. And it fucking hurts. And it sucks that it happens. And I just want to, like, bring this up for the sole fact of, you know, you got to believe, you just got to keep grinding. You know, at the end of the day, the grass is greener on the other side. And you got to understand and have the belief in yourself that you are the best. You can be the better version of yourself by consistently improving yourself. Right now, I'm taking the 75-day mental tough challenge and by Andy Fresla and with my mentor, Xavier Sanchez. And honestly, like, I've only done it 2 days, so it's not a big wide time length, but at the end of the day, I had to force myself to read 10 pages every single day, because that's what's part of the challenge. Read 10 pages of a personal development book, and to be honest, like, all right, I'm forcing myself to read. And then I also had to force myself to go do a 45 minute exercise outdoors, and that's part of the challenge. And to be honest, like, I'm already seeing such a big difference in kind of like my mentality, my drive of, you know, I want to do more. It's kind of like I want to drive more of a business that surrounds my passion. And, you know, I just had lunch with a couple buddies that I worked for a corporate office as an equity analyst. And to be honest, like, I wouldn't want to go back to that corporate office if, you know, they paid me another 30-40 grand, because I'm getting, you know, what I'm getting right now is, you know, covering my living, covering my expenses. But at the end of the day, it's covering also, you know, my entertainment, and I'm having fun with life. But at the end of the day, like, I can always wake up every morning, you know, I'm doing something that I love. And it's so cliche. And there's so many people out there that, you know, say, like, you know, do what you love. You're going to, you know, you got to make that bright move step. And, you know, I'm not there. However, by no means. But I'm starting to see, you know, one peak of or one little spike of grass through that soil that is kind of like, hey, like, if you keep watering me, this could be something great. Finding my niche, this is my baby. This is what I wanted. I love explaining the fact of the matter is, follow your passion. For me, I love marketing. I love creating. I love just inspiring others and making sure that, you know, they are enough by who they are. You just got to consistently believe. Everybody has a different plan. There are so many different people out there that want to follow a strict plan, that think it's a cookie cutter kind of atmosphere in life. It's not true. You have to consistently push forward. You have to consistently believe in yourself. When you look in the mirror every single day, you have to believe that today is my day. Today I'm going to get it. Today I'm going for it. Today, whatever it is, I'm making it happen, okay? And for me, like, finding my niche, that's me. I mean, I love that, because I love hearing about how people also find their niche, how they find what they love, how they are so passionate about what they do, and you can just see it just coming out, that aura. And me just seeing that and talking with people like that, that's what I love. That's my passion. That's what I want to see. And right now, that's what I'm doing. And yeah, it's not bringing not nearly as much money as I thought or I'd hoped. I'm age 24, and I thought at least I'd have like, an $80,000 job that I love, or at least in my industry. I graduated with a bachelor's in marketing and ended up being kind of like a financial advisor for margins and equity. And, I left that because I love marketing. I love hearing people's stories. I love inspiring. And I love trying to show the world what others are about. And, that was my calling. And, I'm going through a rough patch as far as, there's some people out there that don't necessarily believe what I'm doing, or don't necessarily believe that's going to bring in the income that is as expected of them. But honestly, fuck that shit, dude. Like, I'm tired of trying to live up to somebody's standards because that's not fun. The past 2 months when I left my corporate job, I have actually been doing what do I want at the time frame I want, and creating content, building brands, doing marketing shit, but also learning numbers because I do love my numbers. I love financial statements. I love reading that and seeing like where everything goes. Like, I like that, but I wasn't fun in a corporate setting. I love analytics. I love marketing. It's kind of, two ends of a sword, but I love it, and it kind of worked, and I'm finding certain ways to, help other brands do that, doing that rough work for them, but still doing what I love. And I've been making those moves forward, and I cannot lie. I'm not going to lie. I've been more happier than I was for the past year and a half, and I was at that corporate job rising up, and I made 4 promotions in a year and a half, and I was just about to make my fifth with a $20,000 raise, and I turned it down just to get a $2,000 raise and still do what I love with a flexible schedule when I wanted to do it. And honestly, I'm enjoying the weather, regardless if it's raining or thunderstorming. I'm enjoying the weather and I enjoy what I want to do. And that's what I want to instill in you guys, is build that self-confidence to know that you are good enough to choose your own path, to follow your own plan, as long as you believe in it. You gotta believe in yourself. You gotta believe in your plan. Know that you are good enough. Don't let anybody, whether it's your significant other, whether it's your family member, grandparents, whatever it is, you gotta understand, you gotta make them a believer. Because they're not going to be a believer out front, but you got to make them a believer. Show them the facts and figures. Show them how you're progressing, whether that's getting more clients, whether that's increasing your sales, your following, Instagram following, likes, whatever the case may be. You got to make them a believer. So, guys, once again, this is Kenneth Diaz, the owner of Finding My Niche. I am Topic of the day was self-confidence. I hope, you can get at least one piece of nugget, gold nugget from this podcast. Thanks for tuning in for the first episode at Finding My Niche. So I'll talk to you guys later. Once again, thanks for tuning in.